Joining me on the show is Eliza Schlesinger, and I say it like that because I've been drinking all morning, and I feel like I would say her name like that if I was drunk, which I am. Good morning, Eliza.
Good morning. You know, getting out of high school unscathed with last name comments, I feel good to hear them at 36.
I apologize for that, but it's the way it's spelled. It's Schlesinger, almost like I'm slurring. We're really excited to see you this weekend. You're going to be at the Masonic, and tickets are still available for anyone that wants to check out that show. I'm going to be there, and I can't wait. I've actually seen you perform before. Sure, you don't remember me. I was the one screaming in the crowd in Las Vegas a few years ago.
Oh, you were the one.
That was
a lot of reasons for people to scream in Las Vegas, so who knows?
Well, I actually lived in Las Vegas when I saw you. It was like 4 years ago at the Venetian. It was you and Sarah Colonna, and of course I laughed my ass off, but what I really loved is, this is such a typical thing to say, but you were so relatable because you were talking about getting wasted and like asking the bouncer for drugs and dancing on tables and all that shit.
Yeah, it's my party goblin bit.
Oh, that was it. Party goblin.
Career arc.
is that still your whole, like at this point in your life, do you still go out and ask bouncers for drugs and dance on tables? Or have you
passed?
Yeah,
what I like to do is every 4 years I stop evolving. I write no new material and I just completely shut down. No, it's an old bit. I remember doing those shows. They had this showcase called Lipstick, and it was like an all-female comedy showcase, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Got to work with some fun ladies. Actually getting ready to tape my fifth Netflix special. I got married last year, and so this special is all about that and sort of the insanity that goes with that. And so just sort of spending these next couple weeks running that hour. So anybody that comes to the shows at the Masonic gets to see basically the new hour that we're going to be recording in Nashville in 3 weeks.
That's pretty rad. I mean, you've had so much success already. I mean, you won, obviously, Last Comic Standing. You've had a chart-topping comedy album, War Paint, your two Netflix comedy specials you just talked about. And you have a late-night show that is starting Tuesday night. What's that all about?
Oh, my God, DK, I'm so sorry that somebody gave you an old bio or a Wikipedia link. That show is very canceled from 2 years ago.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know what people, you know, but look, I come very prepared. I've been doing these interviews for a very long time. So,
all right, so let's go off script because that's what they sent me to talk to you about. So I'm going to just ignore that, but I'm not going to delete
don't
it. This makes, that makes the interview
don't
way
the
more
water,
interesting.
Don't drink the, don't read the bio. I can tell you, I just did a movie. I did a movie with Mark Wahlberg called Instant Family that came out a couple months ago, and we just did another one. This time we actually did it together. It's like a larger part called Wonderland. So that's coming out on Netflix soon.
Nice.
And that's a very sexual role, I guess we'll just say.
Okay, wait, elaborate on that.
I can't because the movie's not out.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it was it's like an intense guy action movie. I mean, it was just all dudes. It was just like all alpha dudes. Every day on set, it was like, there was like an MMA fighter and a Boston police officer and a fireman. And then there's like me and like two pairs of Spanx, mostly for the warmth. It was so cold in Boston. So,
well, that sounds like a pretty fantastic role. You and a bunch of hot dudes.
I mean, they were just around. Some of them weren't even in the movie because it's like a Peter Berg movie. So it's like all manly men, but like, I was not complaining. It was super cool. And yeah, I mean, we're doing that, and I'm super excited to come back to San Francisco because I shot my last Netflix special in Alameda right there in Oakland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I guess it's like a little bit over a year ago, so it's exciting. We really wanted to save up all of our gusto for these returning shows. I hear the Masonic's a really cool venue.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing, and you're going to crush it. I mean, I say that because I've seen you perform, and I've seen tens of videos of you performing, and you're fucking hilarious. And I'm not just saying that because I have you on the phone.
You're not just saying it because it's in my bio.
Yeah, in your outdated bio. We should talk more about what happened in 2014.
My favorite part is, like, if you go to Wikipedia, I think one of the first facts is, like, she is Jewish. And it's like, all right, who's the anti-Semite?
Right.
So I had to stick that in there.
Well, I will say this. I didn't go to Wikipedia. That I avoid Wikipedia anytime I'm interviewing someone because I feel like that's what everyone does. And you get just all this like boring stuff that isn't interesting. I'd rather talk to you about, you know, what movies you're recording and what your favorite fast food is and what your sexual fetishes are.
Okay. No movies recording. Favorite fast food is probably Chick-fil-A. No fetishes. I will say this. In our society, I think we always expect people to have fetishes,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually really weird when someone does. Like a lot of guys have like foot fetishes.
Yeah.
It turns out that's not something that's learned. I always heard that it's like the part of your brain that gets turned on is also like touching the part of your brain that like recognizes feet or something. So it's like a miswiring versus like, I don't know, but I think we're all like, yeah, it's normal to have them. I don't know if it is.
I don't, but yeah, I don't know if a foot fetish is normal. I, you know, I had Jim Norton in studio a few weeks ago. And he he
got
a little weird about my feet. I had to take my shoes off. Things got awkward.
But he's a good guy. But yeah, definitely. I mean, that's definitely, he's probably definitely got some demons and some fetishes.
Oh yeah, great dude, hilarious. But it was kind of funny. I'm like, okay, you want to see my feet? This is getting in a weird direction, but I'll just go with it. Speaking of other comedians, is there a comedian that like you would actually like pay full price for a ticket to see perform? Like, who's your favorite out there right now?
Well, it's tough because, like, there are comics that I really enjoy watching, but I don't, like, I get to see them at the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't pay just because I've already seen the act. I'm trying to think of someone. I just did a show at the Hulu Theater in New York. So it's at Madison Square Garden, and it was a benefit, and it was me and Jerry Seinfeld, Jon Stewart, and Don Mulaney was on it also. But like getting to see Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Burr was on it, who's a monster in the best way, you know. So a lot of these guys, like Bill's like a store guy, but it's always cool to get to see the way other people who have the same brain malfunction that I do.
You call it malfunction?
They work. And I don't know. I really just in my own success, I've been really able to sort of take a deep breath and enjoy watching comedy. Because at the end of the day, like, we're all craving the same thing. People act like, oh, I'm up here for such a holier-than-thou reason. But you're there because there's a void and you need attention. It's why anybody public speaks.
Sure.
I was at a show last night, and it was late, and we were, whatever, running late. And the guy before me, I don't think he liked the audience. I don't think they were, like, really respecting him. And he just snapped, and he was, like, trying all the jokes, and he just went, and I thought it was hilarious.
Wait, what did he say? Like, you cut out when you said that.
He's just like, man, fuck this audience. Just like in the middle of everything. And I died laughing. No one else was laughing. I was like, that's right. Like, we're all up here trying to do a job, trying to make people happy, trying to make ourselves happy. So my heart goes out to all comics everywhere because we're all cut from the same cloth.
Well, you guys do a tough job. And like you said, yes, a lot of it's based on positive affirmations and stuff. But I mean, I think back to seeing you perform live, and at the end of your show, I thought to myself, God damn, I want to party with her. Like, I want to hang out with you and Sarah Colonna. Yeah. And I feel like, oh, these are my people. But like, so if you had one, let's just think like big, famous, huge celebrity that you could party with, or that you could spend an evening drinking with, who would that be?
Oh, man. You know, I'm like this old married lady now.
Oh, come on.
I guess then what? I mean.
Okay, and so just take it back 10 years. Like, think back to when you were partying. Like, if there was someone that you could have gone out for drinks with and just tore up the town, who would be the one person or two people? You know, who would be your group of girls that you'd bring with you?
Yeah, but, like, when I was, like, 22, like, the cool person was Paris Hilton. And it's, like, I don't know if I want to do that now. So it's, like, me then, asking me then. I don't know. These kind of questions, people are like, you know, who are the top five people you'd have your last meal with? Everybody always says Oprah.
Are you talking shit about my interview question right now?
Yeah, I think my answer would be Oprah. Here's why. I don't want to go out drinking and partying. I want to sit on a really comfortable couch and eat really expensive snacks and, like, get affirmations.
Yeah, okay.
She'd probably have, like, wine from, like, The Last Supper. Probably bought a bottle at, like, Christie's or something. You know, we're all supposed to say things like, Jesus, Beyonce. I don't know. I think I put together a pretty good bar crawl. I did one recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say anyone going out drinking is lucky to be going out drinking with me. I know where all the cool kids are.
Okay. Well, that's why I brought up the question, because you came to mind after I saw your show. I was like, man, I want to hang with her.
I appreciate that, because people still, like, they watch the special, they watch the Party Goblin bit, and they always, after my shows, I always get these DMs, and it's always from, like, really hot girls. Like, it's never been a hot dude. It's always our girls that are like, come drinking with us. And I'm like, I am like 2 inches deep into a mud mask eating dinner on my hotel bed. You have no idea like how unmetal I am.
Well, you are very beloved. When I tweeted out that I was going to be talking to you today, the dudes from our sports station, a couple of them sent me messages and they're like, oh my God, is Eliza Schlesinger in studio? Can we come over? Can we say hi? And I'm like, you guys, put your boners away. It's a phone interview, but you can go see her show this Saturday at the Masonic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I feel like I want to come see her body, give her a high five.
Well, at least you've got it all going on. I mean, yes, you are insanely talented. You're funny. And again, I'm not just saying that because you're on the phone. I'd say that to your face. But you're also a very beautiful and strong, independent, confident woman. All of those things that, you know. See, this is why you call Alt-1053, because we just feed your ego.
Can I tell you something? When I was talking, because, like, I think the first show is pretty sold out, and we're trying to, you know, get that second show totally sold out. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to my publicist, and I'm like, we should do some press. And he's like, well, let me see what I can grab, because it's kind of, you know, we're coming up on the last couple of days here. And my fingers were, like, crossed. You know, you always hope that you get an interview of someone that's not going to be horrible. And in my experience, it's always, like, some middle-aged disc jockey that really hates that I'm a stand-up comic and that he's not. And so when they sent this across, my publicist was like, what, he said the name of your show, and he was like, the DJ's a woman. And I was like, done. I've never had a bad experience. I've never had a woman be a bitch to me, like, on a radio format. It just doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Well, no, I was really excited when they offered it up. I was like, fuck yeah, I want to talk to Eliza. She's great. So I'm happy to promote the show, and I feel lucky to get to chat with you and talk about all this nonsense and get the wrong press info and talk to you about outdated information. That's what I do.
Can I be honest? It happens all the time. And so, like, I was just, like, ready to be like, what else can I talk about? It's astounding. No matter how many people work for you or me, it's almost impossible to get the correct story across. I don't know if there's, like, a creature that, like, sits in the internet and just any valid information that comes across, they just break it in half, eat it, and shit it out. And they're like, you'll never get the full story with my client. So it's really cool.
I just got to roll with it. You know, I mentioned when I opened up the interview with you here that I've been drinking all morning. I do a segment called Good News, Good Brews on Wednesday where I drink a local craft beer and then I share some, like, super sappy good news stories. So, yeah, I'm legitimately buzzed, so that made this conversation even more exciting for me, but I'll probably be just as buzzed at your show on Saturday night. So
you're like, I'm buzzed, so that made this conversation even more tolerable.
Otherwise I would have hung up on you like 10 minutes ago.
totally fair. Yeah, well, we'll get you some VIP passes if you want to come say hi after.
Oh, you're so rad. I would absolutely love that. Thank you so much. It's been
awesome.
Fantastic talking to you. Thank you for being so chill and doing this interview. I appreciate it. Eliza Schlesinger performing at the Masonic this weekend. Check it out. Get your tickets right now.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, DK.